With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House voted to approve a five-bill minibus and two-week continuing resolution to fund the Department of Homeland Security, and President Trump has signed the legislation. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We just had an important and historic vote on the House floor, a series of votes today, in fact, and we delivered for the American people. For some reason, many of the House Democrats wanted to shut the government down again and inflict pain on the American people. But I'm glad to tell you, I'm happy to report, Republicans got the job done. Our majority worked together, and we got the bills over the line. So we have now funded 11 of the 12 separate appropriations funding bills for the government for the year.
The White House says talks between Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iranian officials are still planned after a Navy fighter jet shot down an Iranian drone that was approaching a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. Speaking at the World Government Summit in Dubai, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he had advised President Trump not to trust Iran's adherence to signed treaties.
I recommended to the president that he withdraw from the previous nuclear deal that we had agreed to under President Obama. I think they may come away with some set of understandings, but to think that there's a long-term solution that actually provides stability and peace to this region while the Ayatollah is still in power, is something I pray for but find unimaginable.
Both Bill and Hillary Clinton have finalized an agreement with House Republicans to testify this month in a House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. They bowed to a threat of a contempt of Congress vote against them. Hillary Clinton will testify on February 26th. Bill Clinton will appear on February 27th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 166 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be on the road later this month. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Ushuaia, Argentina on February 14th and 15th. Ushuaia is a small town at the very southern tip of the country, often used as a jumping-off point for trips to Antarctica. Graham will be accompanied by several contemporary Christian music groups, and local churches are organizing the event. Last month, he held a gospel festival in Cambodia. In March, he has one scheduled for Peru. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new campaign by Mexico City's Historic Center Trust aims to encourage Mexicans to rediscover the religious and architectural heritage at the heart of the nation's capital. The campaign highlights visits to more than 40 historic churches as part of 26 cultural initiatives planned for 2026. The Historic Trust operates under the municipal government. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Disney names a new CEO.
Disney is naming Parks Chief Josh D'Amaro as its next CEO, succeeding Bob Iger. D'Amaro has served as Disney Experiences Chairman, spearheading efforts for the company's theme parks, cruises, and resorts. The decision on the next chief executive at Disney comes almost 4 years after the company's choice to replace went badly, forcing Iger back into the job. Only 2 years after stepping down as CEO, Iger returned to Disney in 2022 after a period of clashes, missteps, and a weakening financial performance under his hand-picked successor, Bob Chapek. I'm Julie Walker.
PepsiCo is cutting prices on Lay's, Doritos, Cheetos, and Tostitos chips. It's all part of an effort to win back consumers fed up by rising prices. At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow was down 166 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.